This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, freedom for the people of New Jersey is under threat. That freedom to say no to vaccines, to alter the schedule or abolish it altogether. We've got Tom Stavano and Robin Stavola, I shall say. I apologize, Stavola. And they're going to be talking about that this hour. But first, we're going to Atlanta, and it's happening this weekend. This Friday, I'll be heading up. Saturday, Sunday, big event. This time next week, we'll be live from the Alive Expo, and I want to see all my old friends and new friends at the Alive Expo. But before we go there, we've got to cover an interesting story. It should be an I Told You So Super, Don. But Goldman Sachs is chiming in on healthcare, the healthcare debate. Goldman Sachs, one of everybody's favorite financial company, right? Goldman Sachs.
Yes.
An analyst for Goldman Sachs says this, and I'm like, oh, my God, truth. They're finally telling the truth. Curing patients is not a sustainable medical business model.
Wow.
Wow. You want to talk about truth right there on a stick, on a Goldman Sachs stick. It's not going to work. Stop with the trying to cure patients. And of course, we've been under the impression, since I've been doing homeopathic medicine and other things, they're not intending to cure you in the medical establishment because their business model is disease, keeping people managing their diseases, even creating diseases from the early stages of medical interventions unnecessary, including injecting little babies, innocent babies, with toxic poisons. So this report, talked about by CNBC, and they're worried about the genome revolution. They're thinking, oh my gosh, if they're going to start doing this genetic engineering of humans, all disease is going to be gone. And I'm like, no, that ain't happening, folks. You cannot alter the human genome and have a healthier person. You are not God. You are delusional if you think you can do what God does. And that's the point of this article where it's gone off the rails. They're afraid that the genomic medicine is going to alter the future and there will be no disease. They're full of genomic crap. The reality is the things we do on the Robert Scott Bell Show will reverse this course. And, of course, it won't be good for Big Pharma, but it's going to be good for you and me and all of your family members who are going to attend the Alive Expo this weekend in Atlanta. Joining us right now from the Alive Expo, 14th year going, Patricia Seward Towns. Welcome back, Patricia. I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be coming back to Atlanta. It's been years since we've been together, and this has grown tremendously. It's now, I think, in the Cobb Galleria Center area still, but there's a big Atlanta Braves Stadium there. There's a lot going on. It's very exciting. Well, I'm excited to be here again with you on this show. And I would say, you know, with that article, I don't know where that music's coming from. If I've got a website in the background, I think I silenced it out. But okay, no worries.
Oh, okay.
So, Patricia,
I kind of like the tune. It was kind of catchy.
I think it was a good tune. But get back to the Alive Expo. Patricia, the idea, you know, of curing disease, not being a good medical business model, got me a good business model. The business of disease is disease. What I feel about what you've been doing for years with the Alive Expo is empowering people with information. You've got education, you've got lectures, you've got hands-on cooking demonstrations. These are the things that are going to transform people's lives, that empower them. What was it that really stimulated this Alive Expo into being? I know it's been many years ago now, but tell a little bit about your backstory.
Products industry for many, many, many years, and one of the things that I have noticed is that there just wasn't enough information getting passed down to the end user, the consumer, because it was being suppressed by the media, and it was just not getting to the individuals. So I decided to put on the event so that we can empower each and every one of us with information on the natural products, vitamins, supplements, what those do for us, how they can help us, as well as, like you said, live lectures, healthy cooking demonstrations, so that individuals can learn on their own and then incorporate all of that information into their daily lives as they see fit.
Beautiful.
So and that is how Alive Expo was born.
Well, and we're going to do it. I mean, you are now a mom and taking care of, you know, kids. We have to have good information so that we don't send them down the road to chronic disease, like this article saying, my gosh, if we cure these diseases, we'll all go bankrupt. I'm like, no, you'll have a flourishing economy, a happy people, a healthy people. We're going to redirect our energies. Instead of just trying to stay alive, we can be vital and really live extraordinary lives, not having to hold on to the pharmaceutical anchors everywhere we go, the drugs.
Of course, and popping a there is no such thing as a magic pill. So popping pills is not going to help anyone. It's just going to cover the underlying disease that you have, and the only way to be able to help yourself is going to be from the inside out with the right foods, with the right vitamins, with the right supplements, not a magic pill that just does not exist.
Well, I'll be lecturing there on, almost when it opens on Saturday, 11 a.m., I believe. I've got a lecture on the health of the gut, healing the immune system. A lot of silver hydrosol, our friends at Sovereign Silver are helping out there. I'm appreciative of them. And so you're going to be duly empowered to transform your future with this information. There'll be a lot of lectures in between. I'll be signing books. We'll be interviewing folks there on radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think on Sunday at 4 o'clock after my live broadcast, I'll be doing another lecture for the Alive Expo, which will be more general in terms of health and healing. We'll talk allergies. I'll even talk neurological issues, regenerative medicine. I mean, it's going to be very, very empowering. I hope everybody's planning to be there with us.
Yes, we definitely hope to. And, you know, the reason why we chose this weekend is so that everybody can celebrate Earth Day at the same time. Because it's a perfect match for being green, being eco, and being healthy. Not only do we have to make sure that we are healthy, but we need to make sure that our Mother Earth is healthy for the future of our kids.
I also want to thank you for offering to the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners around the country that may be coming to Atlanta a special ticket deal. And we have it still linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com that you can get in for, is it true, free?
Yes, we have given Robert Scott Bell Show an X amount of tickets, so it's first come, first serve. There is, I believe, 100 total, and it's first come, first serve, so you better get on those on that website and download your ticket ASAP before they're gone.
Yeah, this is the week. I know everybody waits till the last minute. Get up there and get it because, even if you can't get a free ticket, it's very reasonable to get in. It's not out. It's not going to bankrupt you, I promise. But the fact is, it's kind of fun when you can get in for a good discount, and that includes free. And the way to do it, RSB18 is the code, but you're going to have to go to the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Super Don will probably blast it out through social media as well to get you there. Are there any other points of interest in terms of the weekend that you're really excited about in terms of this year's Alive Expo?
Well, one of the things that we're super excited with is our partnership with a nonprofit called Project Green, which is currently in fundraising stage. It is a nonprofit that will eventually launch eco-friendly summer camps for children so that we can start educating the next generation, if you will. So we also have the VIP tickets, which each VIP ticket comes with a VIP goodie bag that's valued of over $160 filled with goodies. Mm-hmm. And that is the fundraiser for the nonprofit. So all of the money that we collect from the sale of the VIP tickets actually goes directly to Project Green nonprofit to help fund the future eco-friendly summer camps.
Nice.
So we're super excited. This is our third year partnering with the nonprofit, and we're super psyched because it's helping them get that much closer to launching their mission.
Patricia, do you still need help stuffing these VIP bags? Maybe there's some Atlanta area listeners that Friday afternoon can help you out in Atlanta.
We do. We would certainly appreciate if we could somehow find at least two volunteers on Friday between the hours of 3 p.m. till 7 or 8 p.m. Because we need to pre-stuff at least 200. We do have a very limited amount of the goodie bags, so we need to pre-stuff about 200 of them prior to the show opening on Saturday morning.
So how would they reach out to be able to volunteer if they're available?
They can either email us directly at info@aliveexpo.com, or they can call our office at 770-806-7492. That's 770-806-7492.
Well said, Patricia. Listen, I'm so excited to see you and the family and my mom. Grandma Mickey's going to be there and a whole host of other friends and family members joining us at the Alive Expo. Come on and see not only me, but the loads of great people are going to be there. Lots of booths. You'll be able to try stuff, sample stuff. You'll be able to buy stuff that are going to, things that will empower you to get well and stay well, which is, you know, a big part of our mission here.
It definitely is. And everybody is going to go home with a ton of samples and information. So this way you can go home and open up your bag and read through all of the information and, again, empower yourself with education that you can then incorporate into your daily healthy life.
Yeah. And I don't care if a Goldman Sachs cries about this or Big Pharma cries about it. You have a choice to make. You can step out of your comfort zone and learn from people who have been down this path before, open your eyes to new horizons of healing, and join us at the Alive Expo. Go to aliveexpo.com. We have links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Those of you who want free tickets, a limited supply, get on them. If you're going to be there, I want to see you there. And Patricia, I will see you there. I'll give you a big hug when I see you soon, okay?
Awesome. Thanks so much, and thank you for having me on the air.
You got it. Thanks for inviting me back. We're going to have a great time in Hotlanta over the next weekend.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. Folks, we're going to go to New Jersey next. New Jersey coming up. What's going on there? Attacks on health freedom. We've got some folks that are standing up for your freedom to say no.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, from Atlanta to New Jersey, our friends in New Jersey, of course, that's party central for a lot of vaccine manufacturers. They've been under the hammer for a lot of years, but there's a lot of history there that our two guests coming up right now, Tom Stavola and Robin Stavola, have been through personally on the vaccine front. And recently news stories reporting about bills in the New Jersey legislature that might hamper the ability of moms and dads out there to say, you know what, these vaccines not for my kids, right? And so, Tom, welcome. Robin, welcome. Where do we start with this bill, the threat to health freedom in New Jersey?
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate having us on. They're threatening our health freedoms again to opt out of vaccination here with a religious exemption in New Jersey. The most recent bill, A3818, which was somewhat introduced on Holy Thursday, we were alerted to this possible introduction of this bill that was going to clarify exemptions. But the use of the word clarify is not correct. They're really trying to restrict and remove them through the language in the bill.
Right. We conducted a legal analysis of this and submitted it as our written testimony. And there's a lot of there's a lot of constitutional issues with the bill itself. Essentially, it's putting unlawful constraints on someone's exercise of their religious beliefs. Mm-hmm. And it's basically forcing people to implicate themselves in a way by saying that we agree that we're risks to ourselves and to the public health. Mm-hmm. So there's various sections of the bill that are blatantly unconstitutional with restrictive language. I mean, for example, it asks you to write down that your religious beliefs are not only an expression of your moral, philosophical, or concerns about vaccine safety. So this is a clear First Amendment free exercise violation. We talked about other constitutional issues. There's a 14th Amendment violation for due process rights. There's many issues with this bill.
Well, Tom, in our analysis, we also...
Go ahead, Robin.
No, that we also spoke about the science part of it, because the chairman and the sponsor of the bill, the chairman of the Assembly Health Committee, his concerns are that there's clusters of unvaccinated that can cause outbreaks.
This was his justification for the bill. He was saying there's gaps in the vaccination coverage, and this will cause outbreaks of infectious disease. But this is refutable with the science, which we talked about in our testimonies, both orally and written. There's numerous outbreaks that occur in vaccinated populations, and they keep pinpointing this whole thing on immunocompromised individuals, that we need to get vaccinated for those.
To protect them.
You know,
well,
that's
medical collectivism. It says, you know what, we need to make everybody as sick as those people so that nobody gets sick. I'm telling you, it's absurd. And I'm just wondering if
it's...
It doesn't make
sense, because how many immunocompromised are there in a school? So let's just say there's a school of 300 students. They want to vaccinate 298, and there's two immunocompromised children. They think that, and there's maybe, let's say, a handful of unvaccinated. But those handful are going to be more of a threat to the two immunocompromised than the, 275 vaccinated children. Their health is completely perfect, and they're
and they ignore the fact that vaccinated people can be disease vectors in and of themselves, and that they're immunosuppressed from the vaccines. But of course, they don't care about the vaccine injured people either.
And the corruption of the whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, the way the bill was introduced, it wasn't given the public 5 days. It was alerted to us Holy Thursday evening, a religious exemption bill to vaccination. And then it was heard at the committee. He gave 100 parents 1 minute to speak and gaveled them if they went over that. Parents that were sobbing and yelling to get their testimony in. And at the 10-second mark, he told everybody 10 seconds. So it was a highly stressful situation. And it was clear that the bill was going to be moved forward because the legislators up there weren't paying attention. Some of them, I can speak, that's not all of them. There's a few great ones on the committee, but most of them looked like they weren't even interested in what we had to say, and the chairman himself was very jovial. There's no reason he'd be jovial unless he knew his bill was going to move out of committee. So it's now moved to the assembly floor, and we're just waiting for the next date in May when it could be heard by the full assembly. And then the bill will also need to be heard on the Senate health side. But this same bill was already heard in both committees in 2015, and they tried to do this back then.
Robin, it seems like the fix is in. Like somebody cloned Senator Richard Dickey Penn and sent him to New Jersey do this A318.
Yes.
Listen, we got to take a break here. We got to take a break. We'll be back talking with Tom and Robin Stavola and give you a bit of their backstory and website links as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I want to thank my good friend Jeffrey Osterheide from VapTruth.com for connecting me with Tom and Robin Stavola today. What's going on in New Jersey is coming to a state near you really soon, if it hasn't already. Based on what the collapse of health freedom in California, thanks to Senator Richard Dickey Pan, they attempted to do similar things in Florida. We beat back three bills by alerting everybody, and it's not to say it's over here, but in New Jersey they're really fighting hard. And Tom and Robin have been fighting hard for your health freedom in Jersey. And also, I think, again, the things you're doing there in Jersey can be applied in every state of the union about every time they attempt to attack religious freedom in terms of our ability to say no to vaccines based on our belief, despite whatever everybody else believes in our church, synagogue, or mosque. It's an important distinction. So thank you both for being here again.
Thank you,
thank
Robert.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You got it. Now, going back to the beginning, Robin, there's also a page we have linked up in the show notes. It's called, hopefromholly.com. And it's linked, and you can read the story, the tragic story, Robin, of your daughter. And maybe you can let everybody know what happened.
Well, back in 2000, she was born January 18th, 1995. And in 2000, we had to go in for her five-year well checkup prior to her entry into kindergarten for the five-year vaccinations. And she went in on January 25th and received oral polio, which was no longer recommended, the DTaP, the MMR, and a Mantoux test. And about a week later, she had complained of arm pain all week. I never received BIS, their statements. They're told that the pediatricians must present to the parents a vaccine information statement, which is a watered-down version of the vaccine package insert, but it does give you some information. Never received any of them. So all along, I'm thinking there's no problem. She has arm pain. She wakes up one morning, February 1st, and has 104 fever, ear pain, sore throat. We go into the same pediatrician that gave her all these vaccinations the week prior, and he sends us home with an antibiotic. She has a two-hour nap, which she's not used to, doesn't normally take naps. I should have known, if I had known about encephalopathy from reading the papers, I would have known something was happening. That night, fell asleep again, early, unexpected, 6 o'clock, woke up at 8 o'clock, convulsing with 107, 108 fever. I called into the, 911, and it was even reprimanded from them, basically, because I didn't even know as a mother what was happening to my child. I had no clue. I was just at the pediatrician, just thought it was some benign infection, given an antibiotic. Called, got the ambulance, finally arrived, EMS finally arrived, went to the first hospital, which was, didn't know what they were doing, unorganized. I was screaming in the emergency room for help. Finally, at 1 o'clock in the morning, transferred as she's having seizures, now brought down, her temperature, not speaking, crying, moaning. It is just a horrible nightmare. Get to the second hospital. I finally bring up the fact she had vaccinations. And a few days later, we were told she wasn't going to ever regain consciousness and breathe on her own, and that we'd probably be best by just pulling life support. And she died of acute encephalopathy. It was submitted to VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, by the pediatrician at the time. And we took a while to file for compensation because we wanted to take other avenues. But we finally did file with the lawyer's attorney's help. It was no fight, no trouble. It was conceded that she had died from the MMR, and we were compensated with $250,000.
There's no amount of compensation that can fill the hole, the gap from losing a child. No parents
exactly.
Are getting it.
That's why I didn't even want to go through the program. I didn't even want the money. And that's why we ran a Hope from Holly Foundation in her memory to help other families with medical needs. We ran it for about 5 or 6 years. And we donated all the money to New Jersey families, and I continue to, build off the interest of that and give it away to people because it's blood money, like you said.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's...
Go ahead, Tom.
The New Jersey Holly's Law, the antibody law, that's on the website, too, hopefromholly.com, that you pass that affords parents the opportunity to opt out of their second MMR vaccination by getting a blood test,
titer,
a serological test to see if you have adequate titers. And you can use that as proof in their eyes to show that you have immunity from the first vaccine.
But even though it's their proof, but that pharmaceutical companies use antibodies to prove immunity when they test the efficacy of vaccines.
Right.
That you won't find many pediatricians, though, recommending this option to parents who have children between the ages of 4 and 6 going in to get vaccinated. They won't mention that there's an option to opt out with via Holly's Law and an antibody blood titer. Does that make any sense, Robert?
Guys, right? No, pediatricians are, in my opinion, the most dangerous profession for children.
They are.
And I recommend
so
highly that you find
now.
A doctor of chiropractic, a naturopath, a homeopath,
right.
Someone else, but anybody but
completely
a pediatrician
agree.
That vaccinates.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, this is, I know, it's shocking for some to hear, but it has to be said.
And what's scary is even if these laws in all the states don't pass, what's happening is that the pediatricians are coming down so hard on the parents, and who knows if it's going to be the schools next, they'll be able to get their mission accomplished without even having the law passed.
So what's happening is the insurance companies are requiring the pediatricians to have a certain percentage vaccinated in their offices.
Yes.
So they use this as a justification to dismiss patients. But like your show is all about healing naturally, it's mm-hmm. important for people to recognize that you don't need pediatricians to live a healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely. Amen to that.
You know,
amen to that. And I can't say it strongly enough. My good
right.
friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has been saying this for many, many years, that there is no,
mm-hmm.
let's say, God-granted necessity to have a pediatrician ever, especially when you have holistically inclined
Definitely.
Folks that can help, you know, raise your child, let's say, teach you how to raise your child healthily. I covered a story
right.
At the top of this hour talking about Goldman Sachs' assessment on you know, the advancements in medicine. My gosh, we can't be actually curing diseases. That is not a good business model, and that tells you all you need to know about the assessment
exactly.
of what modern medicine is
right.
invested in.
Instead, did you notice through this past winter season how they wanted to show everyone to the world the people that died from the flu? But I'd like to know if those patients that were in the doctor's offices received any talk on how to heal naturally in combination with their flu vaccination that they just got that didn't work. And,
right.
And did they tell them about vitamin D levels and all that, vitamin
right.
C?
Right, vitamin C,
and what they should
silver,
do to
oregano.
Avoid and stay healthy.
No, nothing like that's happening there.
It's all about
susceptibility,
right.
not just exposure.
Exactly, right.
It's all about deception. And, of course, that's what
exactly.
we're, you know, if you're a mom or a dad, you got your kids and you want to protect them, think twice about going to a pediatrician. I believe in allopathic medicine when they do, let's say, emergency trauma intervention scenarios, car accidents,
I
things like that.
Agree.
They'll put you back together better than anybody. But outside of that, get out. Stay out. Folks,
exactly.
this is a very serious
Instead
issue.
Of
and
men
they,
they're firing the parents and kicking the kids.
And
out
I say,
of the
hallelujah.
Office.
They're going to destroy themselves ultimately
exactly.
when moms and dads figure this out.
Exactly.
You're going to go, why
yep.
should I bother trying to find another one? Now, this is not to say, because
right.
I've had pediatricians on this show that get it and then know it, but they're risking
right.
loss of license if they speak out the way we are speaking out right here.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Before you get fired from the pediatrician's office, don't even bother with them.
Fire them or don't even start. Don't
exactly.
even hire them to begin with, folks. There's a lot more
exactly.
involved in health and healing. That's why
right.
we do what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's why Tom and Robin are doing what they're doing. And unfortunately, they had to lose a child to learn the hard way. And there are a lot of families out there that are learning the hard way. And don't let any of those children die in vain. Let's protect the next generation. By recognizing where this is coming from, it's not an act of God, it's an act of ignorant medical man.
Exactly. And everybody needs to research this issue independently and make sure they're looking at the sources where they're getting their information from. You can't go
right.
back to your pediatrician or even sometimes your family and friends to ask them what you should do with your child.
Right. There's this false belief that pediatricians have been formally trained in vaccine science, which, of course, isn't the case. And those allopathic practitioners who are on our side as far as the vaccine truth have researched beyond their formal training. That's important to distinguish between the ones who have not researched but beyond their medical school education.
Because
exactly.
as I said earlier, I wanted to go through another avenue instead of receiving compensation. It's very hard to hold a pediatrician, a hospital, or a pharmaceutical accountable after your child or you receive a vaccination. It's the only product manufactured by the pharmaceutical company that you cannot hold them liable for. How do you? I don't understand how people don't question that. I didn't either though. But
if
listen,
a lot of folks have.
If you
need to remove liability from the use of any particular product, then there's no incentive to actually make the product safe. At that point, there is nothing that can. And again, the doctors, the nurses, all of them, they are injecting with impunity. And who is held accountable? We know that when you remove accountability from a human being, they might be a nice human being otherwise, but they can become very evil in their behavior after that. Don't do it, folks.
And
wake
they don't attribute
now.
Anything that happens after they've given the vaccination.
No, they're
possibly being.
They're told it's not possible that it
look
comes from there, so they can't look.
Crazy coincidence.
Yeah. Now, the other website, real quick, we got about a minute left, guys. I just want to mention this, freedomandethicsalliance.org. Please tell everybody what that's about and why they might want to participate in this.
Well, it's an organization that my family and some other very influential professionals and activists and parents have become a part of our team. And we go out and we educate the legislators and the public on the issue of health freedom and why it's so important to retain your bodily autonomy and health freedoms. And
promote ethical legislation and advanced legislation that would further protect religious freedoms, health freedoms.
Nice.
And we fight against and combat any legislation that would attempt to restrict or remove those rights, as such in the case we have right here with this religious exemption bill.
And if anybody wants to get more involved in New Jersey, they should reach out to us on our website or through Facebook where they can find us, and we can set them up where they belong and
how
they can help out.
Tom, Robin, God bless you both for all that you're doing. We've got to go. We'll tell you where we're going to be, including New York City, on May 5th. You want to be there.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit
heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Links, as they always are, up at robertscottbell.com. Thank you, Super Don, and great interview information with Robin and Tom. I want to thank Patricia from joining us from the Alive Expo. We'll see you this coming weekend in Atlanta. And then upcoming events, we haven't added officially the New York City event because we're still waiting on details from Dr. Daryl Joffrey from the book Get Off Your Acid. But I will be up there on May 5th. I guess that's May 5th. That's Cinco de Mayo. Isn't that right? If I'm doing my numbers right?
Yes, it is.
So we got that coming up in between Atlanta and Toronto, because the following weekend after that, I come back and I go right back up to Toronto for the Total Health Conference in Toronto, Ontario. Then we've got the Best Answer for Cancer, May 18th, 19th. There's a lot going on in May. And then Treating Cancer with Cannabis, Detroit, Michigan, June 3rd. U.S. Health Freedom Congress, June 10, 11, 12. There'll be more that will add to it. And then August 5th through 11th, there's a code to get a discount. Sign up now, RB0700. What do you want to do? Go to Curacao. It's outside the hurricane zone. And join us August 5th through the 11th. So, there we go. Anything I'm missing here, Super D?
I don't think so.
No?
I think
how about,
you've done a great job.
Are you going to cook out today in the snow? Because we got rain coming. I won't be able to do a cookout today.
Well, okay, no snow. No snow today. You know, we're in that part of the year where, you know, you get some snow comes in, but and then it melts off, you know, towards the end of the day. So,
okay.
Which is a fortunate thing. But it's windy as heck today.
We've got
50-mile-an-hour gusts going on.
Right. And folks are getting exercise up there in Minnesota because of the snow. They're shoveling out.
They are definitely getting snow, yes.
Take some arnica if your muscles are sore. Take some CBD, whatever you got to do. Oh, by the way, my son had an injury in weightlifting class the other day. He was doing some squats, and apparently a rib popped out. And it's not literally popping out when you say
that.
From a chiropractic perspective, it kind of dislodges from that full plan. It's very painful. And he comes home. And my wife is trained. We get the arnica. We get the CBD. He's taking it. He made it out that night and went to Universal Studios with his senior class. They had the big senior night there. And he said, I didn't ride the roller coasters, Dad. The lines were too long, but it was okay. And he made it. And yesterday we went out to the range and had a good time. So you can address these things. You know, go to a doctor of chiropractic in that situation. They know what to do.
Right.
Use your Arnica. Use your CBD. And, folks, if you're hungry and you're going to do a cookout in North Carolina, I don't recommend one of these ingredients. It's kind of like this. Gross. Listen,
gross.
I know we got some vegetarians that think a burger is gross, but those who are not vegetarians that eat burgers, you might think that this is gross. In North Carolina, a restaurant unveils a very special burger, not for Halloween, but available by contest. If you really want this, you sign up, they'll lottery you in, and you'll get to eat a burger not covered in alligator or opossum or I don't know what else they can throw on it out there. But you've got pasture-raised beef patty, Gruyere cheese. How do you pronounce that? Gruyere cheese?
Gruyere?
You don't know?
I don't know.
Spicy chili sauce. And one more thing, Super Don. You say it. I'm too grossed out.
An oven-roasted tarantula.
Ah! Really?
Yes. Yes. Yes, for real. And, you know, it's like you mentioned alligator. Yeah. I've eaten some what would be considered unusual things. I've had alligator before. I've eaten escargot, which is snails, right? But not in a million years ever would I consider eating an oven-roasted tarantula. That is bizarre. Now, they're having something called Annual Exotic Meat Month at the Bull City Burger and Brewery in North Carolina. And apparently, in addition to the oven-roasted tarantula, you can also eat alligator, iguana, python, turtle, and I guess some other different insects if you're interested in getting that on your burger.
Listen, python would be good because they need to cut down on the wild species that wasn't supposed to be there in the Everglades, for instance. But tarantula, really? Are you gonna sign up for that lottery, Super Don? I'm not.
Heck no, man. I mean, could you imagine trying to eat? I mean, you get like the hairy leg stuck in between your teeth. And
I think, well, if they oven roast it, they're gonna singe the hair off. But regardless, it's just not appetizing. I think I'll have an organic pizza instead. No tarantula required. All right, folks, we're out of time. Now that we've grossed you out, go detoxify, take some extra selenium, some canned jest. How about some Organigreens? That's delicious and yummy and good for you. That'd be a good thing to do. Thank you all for being here. We'll be back tomorrow with Advanced Medicine. Next weekend, this time, we'll be in Atlanta for the Alive Expo. I hope you'll come by, see me Saturday and Sunday there. And in the meantime, check it out in the notes. The links are up. Spread them, share them, because they are bringing the power to heal back where it belongs. You know it. I know it. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.